Rios Pacheco stood on the land where in 1863 his ancestors were victims of one of the deadliest massacres of Native Americans in United States history. Behind him, across the site of the Bear River Massacre, hundreds of volunteers planted native shrubs and trees, a collective effort to heal what was taken from both the land and the northwestern band of the Shoshone Nation. For Pacheco, who serves as the tribe's spiritual leader, planting native plants on the land where hundreds of his ancestors' lives were stolen is a way to not only restore the ecological balance of the area, but also to heal the spirits of his people. Once you plant something in the ground, he said, life is restored. Through the plants, he feels connected to his ancestors. Planting native species on this sacred ground is a way for his people to return and heal, much like a plant regenerates from its own seeds. In honoring the memories of those who survived, the plants offer both renewal and forgiveness for the past, he said.
That's just like the plants. When you plant them, the forgiveness comes by taking care of them, fertilizing them, watering them, so that way that plant will grow again.
The northwestern band of the Shoshone Nation began its journey to ecologically and spiritually restore the site of the Bear River Massacre in 2018, when it purchased approximately 350 acres of their ancestral land just north of Preston, Idaho. The tribe's efforts to heal a site named Wuda Agua, which directly translates to Bear River, are also meant to honor the plants that used to be abundant in the area. As volunteers worked, Pacheco observed them and heard them share stories about the plants they planted last year.
You're not just elevating the landscape, you're elevating your inner spirits.
Although the tribe has only involved the broader public in its project since 2023, a great deal of work has been done to prepare the land for the new plants. For the past 3 years, the Utah Conservation Corps has been removing thousands of invasive Russian olive trees that have invaded Wuda Agua's floodplain since the massacre. This tree, according to UCC Northern Regional Coordinator Ben Borgman Winter, outcompetes the native vegetation the tribe hopes to revive in the area.
This is a really special space, a sacred space. Look how many hundreds of volunteers are here right now from all over Utah, all over Idaho. It's a pretty special project. We're very honored to be involved in that.
The tribe's big picture vision for the land includes planting 300,000 native shrubs and trees, cleaning up the land's creeks, and restoring degraded agricultural fields into wetlands abundant with life. I'm Clarissa Casper.